My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's amazing we're only 2 days away from Oregon, Ohio State. Number two versus number three, big one down in Autzen Stadium. People are already showing up.
There's a matriculation of red.
Yeah, I saw. I kid you not. Yesterday, I got done with the show, and I went down to like near the where the Mashofsky Center is, and I saw a kid straight from the airport, Ohio State sweatshirt, just walking around Autzen Stadium.
Scarlet and gray are moving in.
Getting a lay of the land. So, now, there's a rumor that like 20,000 tickets
were put aside.
That's not true. It's not 20,000. You're not giving up a third of your stadium.
No. Now, season ticket holders may have sold a fair amount.
Not that many, though. What's happening, and people are seeing this like, oh, there's plenty of tickets for sale. What a lot of the season ticket holders are doing is saying, I'll put them up there for $3,500 a pop.
And people are buying them.
And if somebody's going to buy them,
that covers my season tickets for
next
2 years.
But what a lot of folks are doing is they'll have four season tickets, sell two, and then go to the game.
My family
when my family had
season tickets to Trailblazers growing up, we would sell, because they were in the Pacific Division, they would sell two of the Lakers games.
Yeah.
And that would literally pay for the season tickets.
And that's why everybody gets mad when you show up to Moda Center and there's all the purple and gold.
Yeah, because all the idiot Laker fans will pay a stupid amount of money for the tickets.
Yeah, they're totally fine with that. There will be a big contingency of Ohio State fans. That's just how it goes.
Airlines are not doing them any favors, though. You know that the only flight back is a red eye.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's that, or you have to wait until Monday.
Yeah, well.
I thought that was kind of funny. I was like,
that's a shame.
I know. So I was like,
you hate to see it.
A little Oregon hospitality on the way out. Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Oh, man. But this is a big one that is coming up, and I know there's a lot of people that are making a big stink of what Josh Freier, the starting right tackle for Ohio State, said yesterday after practice.
I'm not a big, I don't like it on national television because you just get... If you get messed up, everybody knows. The reporters, the announcers, everybody. But at the same time, you got to embrace it too. I think last year, personally, when it was a big game, I would kind of shy away from it. But now I feel more experienced and just ready to play the game. And it's a cool environment because you never get to experience anything like this ever again in your life. So,
does he know where he plays?
Yes, he plays at the Ohio State University.
And he doesn't like the big national spotlight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's just one of those guys that goes out there and pukes before the game, every game, no matter what, and then just plays, balls out.
Well, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. A lot is being made, and Ohio State fans are piling on him too, and they're even saying, "How can you say this?
Like, why would you
big
say
game?
It
why would you?
It.
Yeah. Why would you even say something like that? Blah blah blah." I really don't think it is that big of an issue as a lot of those fans do, because think of it in these terms. There's 100 guys on a football roster. Chances are it's not just one. There's probably 3 or 4 guys that feel that exact same way, right?
I mean, not everybody who plays, weirdly enough, there's a ton of people in professional sports that are some of the best you've ever seen at what they do, and they are the biggest introverts on the face of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
They want nothing to do with any of that stuff.
You know, the soundbite sounds really bad. Mm-hmm. And the soundbite, especially coming from your right tackle,
Yes.
Is even worse because of the fact that they're going into a hostile environment.
That's
going
to be very
that
loud.
Is regarded as one of the loudest stadiums in all of college football. Hell, Brock, we were talking with Jerry yesterday, and Jerry Allen said that, you know, the Brock Huard quote. When Brock Huard went on Sirius XM radio and was asking the host, have you guys ever been to Autzen Stadium before? Well, you guys need to, because it starts with a Harley leading the team out onto the field. The fans, there's only 60,000 of them, but they are the loudest, and they are right on top of you, and it does not stop. They have a song at the end of the first quarter that is like this sentimental, you know, song that everybody in the stadium sings. Then in the heading into the fourth quarter, they sing Shout, and it just does not get quiet for the entirety of the game. Brock Huard, a Husky, calling it a bucket list place to go to watch a football game. When you're heading into an atmosphere like that, yeah, you don't want your right tackle to be saying, yeah, don't like it, because when you screw up, everybody notices. Because what do the tackles do often in loud, raucous environments when you're on the road?
Just peeking in.
False start.
Yep.
Right? Oh, you get the false starts, and then all of a sudden he's saying spotlight's on you. So that's where the vitriol is coming from. I don't think, like, honestly, dude, I appreciate the fact that he was honest about it. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's ignoring the tail end of it, where it's like, you got to embrace it too.
Yeah.
Like, at the same time, you have to embrace that these opportunities are once in a lifetime. And, you know, you may not like having the spotlight on you, but you got to embrace it because that's how you survive.
Yeah, it's interesting. The left tackle that was in the first half against USC Michigan, he was getting absolutely murdered by one of the best pass rushers in the country. Now, don't get me wrong, he was still going to get murdered, but it came out he couldn't hear.
No.
He couldn't hear, and so he was staring, like trying not to turn his head and make it obvious that he was staring at the snap at the center and snapping the ball. But that was the reason he was getting dusted, is that he could not hear the call at all. And so a guy who has a speed rush that was going to murder him, he chose to just stare inside as opposed to maybe taking a peek.
Yeah, there is a stark difference in, like, and I say there's 100 guys on a roster. You've got 22 guys that are starters. When you look at guys who cycle in to games as well, with the amount of substitutions that elite teams have, like Oregon and Ohio State, right? You have about, I mean, we're inching towards 35 to 40 rotational players for both teams, right? I mean, that is, you have a lot of guys coming in and out of the game.
Sure.
Of those 45, you're going to have a couple that feel the exact same way as that right tackle did. 100%. So I'm not going to kill the guy for it. But there is a difference
probably
between
keep it to yourself.
What a lot of the guys say, right? Because remember at like Oregon Media Day, all of those guys were sitting there and they're saying, this is why you come to Oregon.
Yeah.
To play in big games, to play on the big stage. And that's exactly why a majority of the guys who are playing for Ohio State feel too. Mm-hmm. And I know it's like starting to be painted as this, oh, they're scared of the... No, they're not.
No,
they're not. There's one guy...
They play in front of 100,000 people every week. Guys.
Who probably is kicking himself for being honest with people. But there's guys that are on Oregon's roster that probably feel the same way.
100%.
And there's more guys on Ohio State that probably feel the same way, but they're not good enough to have a microphone in front of him, and he is.
Yeah.
it's going to be interesting.
This is why somebody's in PR is like, what did we learn here?
Yeah.
And he goes, never say anything that actually matters.
I'm not going to crush kids for that, man.
It's totally fine.
No way.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.